Five St. Louis Rams football players made use of the national spotlight that has made the NFL the most watched television in the United States last weekend. During a game against the Oakland Raiders, they raised their arms in the hands-up, don't-shoot gesture made famous by the protests in Ferguson, Missouri. The St. Louis Police Officers Association demanded an apology and a fine, but the NFL refused, issuing a statement that read, quote, "We respect and understand the concerns of all individuals who have expressed views on this tragic situation." And that's the end of the quote. Joining us now is ESPN's Jane McManus. Hi there, Jane.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
So great. And I'm wondering if the NFL really has understood in the last few years just how much and how rapidly it is becoming a forum for all kinds of issues on the field.
Perhaps. And sports have always been a forum. I mean, used sparingly. Definitely a forum for athletes to make money, definitely a forum for athletes to raise money for charities, and at times a forum for athletes to speak on political situations. You know, I think back to when Venus Williams wrote an op-ed in the New York Times in 2006 advocating for equal pay at Wimbledon and the French Open. And a year later, those two tournaments paid women equal prize money with men. So sometimes political speech can be very effective. And I think in this situation, the Rams players are kind of following in that tradition. And the NFL has decided not to fine them and issued a statement that I thought was pretty telling, kind of cutting both sides, you know, saying that it respected, the sides of both people in this issue. And that's something that, you know, I think trying to play it down the middle a little bit and show deference where and not issuing any kind of discipline.
And of course, in some issues, you can't really play it down the middle. The domestic violence, the Ray Rice case, which is all over the news this week because of the court decision. And now Rice is attempting to resurrect his reputation. At the meantime, when you're watching NFL games, there are constant messages, you know, public service announcements about domestic violence. The NFL has certainly completely changed the national conversation on this issue.
That's absolutely true. And this was kind of an issue that it was pulled into, not one that it accepted willingly because of the Ray Rice situation. But I think the NFL has done a lot to try to take control of this idea that they have responsibility in this area. They've been doing some training with each team. They have an hour program now that is being launched. It's going out to each team. Over half of the teams have sat through this presentation. And the presentation is just the beginning. It goes over a lot of different things, sexual assault. It goes over domestic violence and child abuse. And it also goes over the idea of consent. What is consent? You know, how do you know you have it? Making sure that you're in a situation where both adults are consenting in the situation. This is new territory for the NFL. It's certainly in a very touchy subject, right? I mean, there are a lot of players who may look at this as an invasion into their privacy. But at the same time, the NFL has taken this issue and is doing their best to educate their players and the public.
There are a lot of fans who may view this just as a public relations gesture, but in fact, because of the influence of the NFL and its just sheer size, it will undoubtedly become a template for other corporations dealing with this kind of thing. The policies that the NFL adopts will be lessons that are taken up by other institutions in the United States, unquestionably.
Oh, absolutely. And high school coaches are going to be going to the league headquarters to talk about this very issue, how they can talk to their own teams at the high school level about it. And certainly colleges are going to be part of that, too. You're exactly right. This could be a template. And in some ways, it's a more palatable message coming from the NFL than it would be coming from another group because of the NFL's place in the culture and also because the NFL is a group of men. And the NFL can deliver that message in a way that other men and boys can maybe listen.
So I ask again, then, does the NFL really understand its special standing, and does professional sports in general understand that? In the LA Clippers case, you saw a racial question that really underscored the difference between the race on the playing court and the race in the management offices at the LA Clippers. In the case of the St. Louis Rams, the police association and the cops in St. Louis might be a different constituency than the fan base of the LA Rams and even the players on the field. So, again, the issue of race comes up in an unexpected and pretty interesting way. Is the NFL prepared for that?
Well, I think that part of the way that we know the NFL is thinking about this is in the statement that it issued, because it didn't discipline these players. And I think if you look at the optics of that, had a league that's primarily run by white men disciplined a group of black players for making a statement in solidarity with the local community over an issue that is very racially charged, I think that would have looked terrible. And I think that if you see what happened in the NBA with the Donald Sterling situation, that league certainly realized that there is nothing more toxic than the appearance of racism or racism in the ownership group. So I think that the NFL here perhaps learned a lesson from the NBA when it came to that Sterling situation. And that may be why, in part, they're trading these Rams a little bit differently.
The NFL is the new Congress, the place where debates are really played out in public. That's certainly what we're seeing. Jane, thanks so much.
Anytime.
Jane McManus, a reporter for ESPN.